What up, Clock Dodgers? It's Neil Maligno. You are tuned into the Clock Dodgers podcast. I can't appreciate you enough. If you're new to the podcast, for whatever reason, more likely the fact that you see Matthew Berry is on the podcast, we appreciate you for stopping by. We hope that you continue to listen after this because we have tons of amazing guests who come on this podcast just like Matthew Berry. They bring tons of value. We ask amazing questions. We entertain you. We give advice. It's everything. It's not boring. It's not like robots. It's not just a bunch of numbers. We do a bunch of crazy fun stuff here. And at the same time, we help you win in fantasy football. So it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I'd hate for you to miss out on that after just this episode. So if you can, if you enjoy this episode, I won't even ask you to now. I'll let you go to the episode and enjoy it. But if you can, at the back end of it, just hit that subscribe button if you enjoy what you listen to. That's all I ask. Hit the subscribe button. Maybe leave a 5-star review. We'd appreciate that greatly as well. We're actually going to be starting some contests for some giveaways for reviews. So keep your ears and eyes open. More than likely, so if you want to get a head start, more than likely, I'm going to ask you guys to drop in the review a 5-star review. And you can say whatever you want in the review, you know, whatever kind of love you want to give and support. That's cool. And we appreciate it. But also somewhere in there, I just want you to put your favorite rookie this season, favorite offensive rookie. Who you think is going to produce the best in fantasy? Because I have some rookie football cards to give away. And so I want to pick some people out of the reviews who leave a new review. 5-star review. You can leave, you know, whatever feedback you have for the show, but also make sure your rookie's in there so that I can know that it's for the contest. So any of the offensive rookies that were drafted this season, brand new rookies. Other than that, guys, let me go ahead and let you get to this episode. Super big thanks to Matthew again for coming on the show. I can't thank him enough for taking time out of his day to make this possible. Even more, just as importantly, is Damian over at ESPN. I want to thank him for setting this all up. So big shout out to him, because a lot of times guys like Matthew get a lot of love, which they deserve, but then guys like Damian go unappreciated. And I'm big on appreciating. You guys know that, as far as I appreciate the content creators, the people behind the content creators. Everyone deserves love. Everybody. So I'm big on that. So shout out to Damian for helping set all this up. Shout out to Matthew for, of course, agreeing to it all and coming on. Let me go ahead and let you get to the show. I'm going to talk again on the back end after the interview. I'll talk to you guys about some other stuff. But let's go ahead and get into the episode again. Matthew Berry from ESPN. We talked fantasy. We talked real life. We laughed. We joked. And we gave you some serious fantasy football advice. Love you guys. Let's go ahead and get into the episode right now.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot
cope
with it. Can't do it.
You playing to win the game.
Now, man, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Touchdown.
You are now locked in to the Clock Dodgers podcast.
Welcome to the Clock Dodgers podcast. I'm your host, Neil Maligno. Today's episode has been in the works for some time now. We've waited for the stars to align on the night of a full moon when Mercury was at a retrograde, and it's happened. It's taken 4 years and hundreds of episodes in between, but the opportunity has officially arrived where I get the chance to say this. Our guest today on the Clock Dodgers podcast, the man who brings you the best love-hate articles. He's written a book, created apps, websites. I've seen him even on a set of football cards, actually. So, I mean, he's the face of fantasy football at ESPN, and more importantly, one of the most positive influences in the fantasy sports community. Welcome to the Clock Dodgers podcast, Matthew Berry. How are you doing today, man?
I'm well, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Now, I'm super appreciative, obviously, that you're able to do this today. I know listeners are excited when they're going to see your name there as a guest. And, you know, we're in the midst of this crazy, unprecedented times with COVID-19 and life is, you know, sports and life, everything's come to like a halt, right? Everything's a little different than we're used to. You know, we've continued to produce content here. I've seen you've been pushing content also just like normal, which is beautiful because I know people need distractions and all this good stuff. I was randomly thinking today, and I kind of wanted to ask you though. I was thinking, like, what am I going to walk away from this whole experience with? You know, like, what did it change me in any way? Did I learn something new? And I kind of felt like the only thing that I really take away is that, you know, we need each other more than we kind of thought we did, as far as like for things to run smoothly and more successful. Like, it helps if we're all involved. Is there anything that you come away with this from, Matthew, the whole COVID-19 thing and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, like, it has, I would say sort of the same thing, just on a different coin. You know, there's been, you know, the negatives far, far, far outweigh the positives, but to the extent there are some positives, I mean, what's been nice is, like, I'll just give a very small example, yeah. but, you know, obviously I've gotten to spend a lot more time with my wife, with my kids, which that's been nice. But I'll give you one small example. So I used to live in LA and I had a group of guys that I went to college with. So, you know, people that I've been best friends with, you know, 20 some odd years. We used to have a weekly poker game. I'm not a particularly good poker player. None of them are. But we got together every week and we just laughed and hung out and visited, especially as we've all gotten married and had kids and careers. And so when I moved away from LA to come to Connecticut in 2007, when I got the job with ESPN,
right.
I wasn't able to go to that game anymore. And so I would go, you know, once or twice a year, I'd go back to LA and to visit my brother who lives there and I'd see them. But I just, you know, obviously couldn't be there. But what has happened that since COVID-19, everyone's stuck at home. And what we have done is we all get together on a video conferencing call and we have this online poker site and we all play poker online. And so that's actually been great. I actually see them a lot more and I'm in more regular contact with them now than I ever was because we've resumed our weekly poker games.
Right.
Because since it's now remote, I can actually join. And so, and that's been really nice. And I, you know, you sort of forget, I don't want to say that I forgot how much I missed them, but I, it's just been really nice to sort of reconnect with them on a weekly basis, which, you know, I hadn't done in quite some time since I've moved away from LA.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's actually brought you guys closer through this weird yes. thing. It's cool. All right, cool. So let's talk. I do want to talk something about you really quick, and then we'll hop into the fantasy advice. You know, when we have guests with your experience level on the podcast, I feel like there's just more value to also, you know, get some of that out of you as well. So I do feel like, you know, let's start at the bottom, I guess, the tough moments. Some of us are in them now, right? You call it the struggle, if you will. What do you think separates you from those who feel like they haven't really had that breakthrough yet?
That's an interesting question. How do I answer that? what do I think separates, you mean in terms of like
the ones who are still grinding, right? Like they haven't reached that level of success that they, you know, they see guys like you and they're like, man, I want to be that one day. But like, what do you think? Is it right. just time?
I think it's a couple of things. So first off, yeah, I certainly think it's time. I also think, you know, let's be honest. I work for ESPN. I work for the largest sports media company in the universe. And that just gives me an unfair advantage that, you know, people that work for other companies just don't have.
Right.
ESPN is the number, you know, has the number one fantasy app. It has the number one fantasy football game, the number one website, the number one mobile app just overall. Both the number one app in sports is ESPN. The number two app in sports is ESPN Fantasy Sports. Wow. So it's just, you know, that's just an advantage that anyone in my position would have. Now, having said that, just because you're exposed to a lot of people doesn't necessarily mean that they'll like you, that they'll follow you, that they'll continue to.
Right.
So I think, so certainly, you know, and by the way, what got me to the point of polish and popularity that ESPN was like, okay, we're going to take a chance on you. We're going to hire you. We're going to put you in this role, in this position. And I would say that I think what differentiates me from somebody that perhaps is not at a level where they want to be is two things. Number one is I think a wide variety in skill set, mm-hmm. which is like, I think I'm a really good writer. You know, I think I'm a really good writer and I think I'm a very good writer just in general. And I think I'm a really good writer when you compare me to the rest of the people in the fantasy industry.
Right.
I feel very strongly about that. And I don't think that's bragging.
No.
I mean, you know, I wrote a book that had not one piece of fantasy advice in it. And it was a New York Times bestseller and spent many months on a list. So, right. So there's some justification there for that claim. So I think I'm a very good writer, but also I think just by the way, I think I'm reasonably competent at all facets of the job. Now I'm better at some than others, but one of the things that I think ESPN values about me and one of the things that I think makes me different than maybe some of the people that haven't gotten to the level they want to yet is that I can write a 5,000 word column. I can do an hour long podcast. I can do a 3-hour TV show. I can do a 45 second hit on SportsCenter. I can do a 3-minute segment on NFL Live. And I can do a half hour TV show for ESPN Plus. So, you know, those are all the things that I do in addition to also like being semi-interesting in 280 characters on Twitter or in an Instagram post.
Right.
Again, I'm better at some of those than I am at others, but I'm competent at all of them.
Right. So generally just versatility.
That versatility and that ability to not only have, you know, good fantasy insights, be able to communicate them effectively and entertainingly, is I think one of the things that separates me. And then, you know, I think also just my sort of my personality and my openness about my life. You know, when fans come up to me, you know, there's a few things that sort of come up, but the two things that I get the most are, I love your column and I love your podcast. And when they mention the column, it's always about my opening story. Mm-hmm. They never say, thank you for Kareem Hunt his rookie year. You know what I mean? Thank you for Darren Waller last year.
Right.
Telling me that, you know, to believe in Dalvin Cook or whatever, any of the number of calls that I got right. And other people got those calls right too. I'm not saying I'm the only one that had those or whatever, but my point is it's never about, you know, a good call that I made. It's always, I love the story about meeting your wife or buying your house or your bullying column or when your daughter broke her arms or your heart attack or, you know, your father-in-law or, you know, like it's always a story.
Right.
And I think that connection and me being willing to be open about my life, and the same thing on the podcast, is they enjoy the humor. They enjoy the relationship I have with Field and Stefania and Daniel Dopp, and they, sort of my openness there. And, so I think it's all those things, because ultimately, listen, I think I have pretty good advice. I think I have pretty good analysis, but a lot of people have pretty good advice and a lot of people have pretty good analysis. So I think my personality and the way I present my information are the things that differentiate me.
Yeah. And you speaking of that, let me bring up this then. Fantasy football, you know, it's a space, you know, filled with smart people, right? Analytics, data, people who grind film, all this great stuff. One part that I feel is the most underappreciated, and I feel like something you excel at, is the entertainment aspect. So, you know, many are so fixated on the goal of just helping people with this player, that player, but they don't focus enough on like the attention of making it fun and top-notch production and all this kind of stuff. I feel like you do that at a high level, and I feel like it's important to you, but why? Why is it so important to you that you do that and it separates you from everybody, in my opinion?
Well, it's two reasons. Number one is it's fun. Right. I mean, this is fantasy football, right, guys. Right. Like it's a game we play. It's a fake game we play. Like, let's have some fun for the love of God. I mean, like, people are like, you know, you got to crush your league. I'm going to help you dominate. I'm going to help. And I'm just like, God, like, listen, it's more fun when you win. I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to help you win too. But at the end of the day, this is about hanging out with your family or your buddies from college or your coworkers or, you know, your lifelong friends. Like, it's fun, man. Like it's a hobby. Like, and so I always try to infuse my content and my, hey, this is fun. So I try to emphasize that above all else.
For sure.
And positivity, and I'm a big believer in sort of the healing powers of fantasy football, and that it's a larger game than just a game. And then the other reason is, candidly, Neil, it's like, I'm a big believer in stay in your lane and do what you do best. Like, I'm pretty good with stats, but I'm not Mike Clay. I'm not Nate Silver. You know what I mean?
Right.
There are people that are better at stats than I am. And I'm pretty good at breaking down film, but like, I'm not Matt Bowen, right? I'm not Teddy Bruschi. I'm not like, you know, some of the ex-NFL players that we have over at ESPN. Like, I'm not one of those guys. And like, I have legit inside sources in the NFL. I have coaches and players that I text with regularly. So I have some pretty good sources, but I'm not Adam Schefter. You know what I mean? Like, so I know what I do well. And what I think I do well is I think I take, you know, I take my sources, I take my film study, I take my stats, you know, I combine that all in, and I take like a fairly dry subject,
right,
which it can be, it's stats heavy, and try to make it, you know, entertainable, enjoyable, bite-sized, condensable, accessible. You know, I don't know how many buzzwords you got there, but, you know, at least six or seven, but that's what I try to do. Right. And that's what I think I'm best at. I think I am. That's the thing that I think I do best. So as opposed to trying to outstat Mike Clay or outsource Adam Schefter or out breakdown film Matt Bowen, you know, et cetera, like just sort of do what I, you know, the thing I do best is being Matthew Berry. And so I just sort of try to lean into into that and being myself and, you know, being true to what I'm good at and not doing the things that I'm bad at and letting other people do the thing, you know, and not putting myself in that position. And, you know, just because the people that dig me will continue to dig me. Like, there's a Charles Barkley quote, and it stuck with me for a long time, which is like, people asked him if he was going to try to change, like, you know, maybe use better English or, you know, or not be as candid.
Right.
You know, and it's like, and Barkley was like, no, because if I change, he's like, the people that hate me are still going to hate me. And the people that love me won't love me anymore.
Right.
So screw it. And he's right. Like, there are people that are not fans of mine. It doesn't matter what I do. They've made up their mind on me, and they are not going to be a fan. They're not going to listen to the podcast or read the column or whatever it is. But the people that do, and there's a lot of them, if I try to be something that I'm not, I think I would lose them.
Right.
I mean, I think that's one of the things that people enjoy about me or like about me, is that I'm really honest and open about myself. And when I screw up a call, I make, you know, I own it. Right. And I, you know, I admit to the fact that, like, you know, there's people that are do things better than I do. And I don't know, like, I just sort of, this is who I am, you know, for better or for worse.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with you. And that's why I brought it up, 'cause I feel like it's, you know, definitely one of your best assets. Let me give you two situations and you tell me which one of the 12-year-old version of you wouldn't believe more if you went back and talked to him. Number one, that he would become the most recognized voice and face of fantasy football, or two, that he'd be in an acting role in one of the greatest superhero movies ever.
It's the second one. The idea that I would ever be a, you know, 12 years old, I probably would have said, what's fantasy football? but the idea of at 12 years old, living in College Station, Texas, having no connections to show business, you know, never having been on TV, you know, anything like that, radio, nothing. I mean, you know, a dorky 12-year-old kid living in, you know, the middle of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said, no way would I ever be, in a superhero movie, let alone Neil, the highest grossing movie of all time worldwide. I mean, I just want to put that out to your listeners more than anything else. I mean, we
no
can
bragging.
Talk fantasy football, blah, 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 blah. Listen, it ain't bragging if it's not true. And I'm just saying, Neil, I just want to say here, I've done one film. That film happens to be the highest grossing movie of all time. So literally, stats are stats, on a per movie basis, I am the highest grossing actor of all time.
It's quite impressive. And,
on a per movie basis.
And you,
I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, listen, Robert Downey Jr. has a very high movie basis. So does Sam Jackson, Chris Pratt, Tom Cruise. They're all, you know, lots of George Clooney. They all have very high numbers, but none of them have a higher per movie average than I do, because I'm one for one.
That's right. Fantasy analysts are shooting for the wrong goal, man. They should be shooting
I'm
for
just
that
saying.
One. That's the right
I'm
target.
I'm saying. Listen, it ain't bragging if it's true.
That's facts. All right, let's move on to some fantasy football stuff.
Sure.
It's always important when we're given, you know, fantasy advice that, you know, people know our trust levels with players and situations. So, you know, each episode we do try to ease the anxiety and provide some clarity, maybe how we feel about this stuff. I'm going to hit you with a few situations here. And Matthew, you let me know whether you trust it or you have trust issues. First one, rookie running backs Jonathan Taylor and Clyde Edwards-Helaire will receive over 50% snap shares for their teams in year one. Trust or trust issues?
I trust
it. You trust it.
Okay. I trust. I trust All right. both things. There's a reason both guys were drafted and drafted high. Marlon Mack is a free agent after this season. Damian Williams has had trouble staying healthy. Andy Reid, if you look at his history, never drafts a running back this early. So the fact that he used a first round pick on a guy like Clyde Edwards-Helaire tells you something. He's the first SEC player in history with over 1,000 rushing yards and 50 receptions in a single season. He's a perfect fit for that offense. I believe he gets over a 50% share. And Marlon Mack, if you look at the numbers, wasn't particularly, you know, efficient last year,
mm-hmm.
right? He really wasn't. I mean, you know, he needed a lot of volume. And so, I mean, I think a lot of people had Jonathan Taylor as the number one running back coming out last year. And so, I don't know in week one that they get over a 50% share. But if we look back, assuming no injuries, and we look back where you and I have this podcast a year from now, and we look at the overall season, yes, absolutely trust, 100%. Both guys have over 50% snap share at the running back position for their teams.
I will go on record and say that, just for transparency, that I did stand up for Marlon Mack on Twitter the other day and got absolutely drilled about it. But I just think he's not dead this year. I just don't think he is, but we'll see. I hear your point.
But why do you think he's not dead this year?
I just feel like the coach is not going to he's a running back by committee his whole life, right? I know Jonathan Taylor is supposed to be amazing, and he's never had a back like him. But I just feel like they like Mac, if we're to believe coach speak, you know? And I just don't see why they would do that to Taylor if they don't have to. Like, why not let him – why not ease him in here with Mac, who's not terrible, and just kind of, like, you know, split it up. I don't know who's going to get the passing game, if Hines or Mac will get some more of that.
Right, so that's the key, right? So here's the thing. I agree with your premise on two things. I agree with your premise in that – running back by committee, they still like Marlon Mack. Listen, they had injuries at the position last year. They don't want to, like, you know, have to draft, you know, they don't have to start a guy that was on his couch a couple of weeks ago, like they did with Jonathan Williams last year at some point. Right. So I agree with all that. And you also have a veteran quarterback in Phillip Rivers who's going to want a guy back there. And Jonathan Taylor is somebody who, you know, we know that pass protection is going to be something he needs to work on in the pros. They didn't really ask him to do that much at Wisconsin. So I'm with you. Having said that, however, let's go with your premise. So it's a multiple running back by committee. So now we think about, okay, what are their roles, right? And so you've got Hines. You want as a third down back because he's better at pass pro and he's the better pass catcher. They used him, you know, even last year when, quote unquote, Mac was the guy. Hines was still the third down back. So now you've got between Taylor and Mac for the early down role. And in terms of fantasy production, when you get in close to the goal line, who are you going to want to give it to? I mean, Jonathan Taylor is, like, you know,
the shiny new
one
thing.
Of the, you know, I mean, you know, one of the great, you know, touchdown scorers in college football history. And so I guess if that's your argument that you don't see 50% snap share because it's a three-headed monster, fair.
I see it close, you know.
But I would argue back in terms of your Marlon Mack is dead. It's just, where's his fantasy value coming from? If he's splitting the early down work with Jonathan Taylor, and you buy my premise that Taylor's going to get the rushing touchdowns and Hines is going to get the receptions out of the backfield in a PPR format, I just don't know where Mack's fantasy value comes from. Because again, last year, if you look under the numbers outside of the touchdowns, he wasn't efficient at all. He needed volume for his fantasy production.
Right.
And I just don't see him getting volume this year.
That's fair. I understand. All right, let's move on to the next one then. Redskins rookie running back Antonio Gibson will be flex worthy in PPR by the fantasy playoffs.
I trust it.
Okay, perfect.
I trust it. Look, the thing is that, you know, look, he's a special player, right? And I get it. Like, you know, we really only have the one season at Memphis, but I will tell you that I know that the Redskins staff had him circled as somebody they really wanted. They went out, they got him. You heard Ron Rivera talk about the fact that he reminded him of Chris McCaffrey. I'm not saying he's Chris McCaffrey from a skill set standpoint. I'm not even saying he's going to get the kind of workload that Christian McCaffrey gets. But the Redskins offensively are challenged next year. And this is coming from a homer, right? And so they've got to figure out a way to manufacture points. Like, they can't just – like the Colts with that offensive line and Jonathan Taylor, like, they can just go out and maul people. They can just say, like, you know, we're going to line up 11 on 11 and, you know – hat on a hat and we're going to beat you. We think ours is better than yours.
Right.
And let's go. Right. And there are teams like that, right. You know, that can just do that. You know, same with, like, you know, the Vikings and Dalvin Cook. Right. And so the Redskins are not that team. They're not going to be able to go head to head, hat on a hat, and beat a team. They're going to have to get creative and funky and scheme and get weird a little bit. And so Antonio Gibson, when you think about the weapons the Redskins have on offense, it's not a lot after Terry McLaurin.
Right.
You know, we'll see if Darius Geis can stay healthy, but, like, they're going to use Gibson as both a running back and as wide receiver. They're going to find different ways to get the ball in his hands, kind of back the running back version of Deebo Samuel, if you will. And so I think he just touches the ball a ton and definitely has, you know, in an offense that, by the way, is going to have to throw.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have to throw.
Yeah.
Like, because the defense is still going to struggle. They have a good defensive line, but their secondary is still a work in progress, and they're going to have to throw.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I like him. I like McLaurin. I even like Sims this year. So we'll see how it plays out.
We will see how it all plays out. No question. They don't have a tight end, and we'll see, like, if Thaddeus Moss makes the team or whatever, but it's, you know, him or Jeremy Sprinkle or whatever, you know, and I think they got an, I mean, I think you'll see Antonio Gandy Golden, Golden Gandy, you know, out there as, it's Gandy Golden, right?
Yeah.
I screwed that up. I got to write one.
It's understandable.
Sorry. But anyway, like, I think he's the number two. I think they prefer mm-hmm. Sims as more of a jack of all trades, right. Kind of do some special teams, more of a third wide receiver. Yeah, listen, I think, you know, listen, I always say the Redskins offense will be slept on, and then I always get killed at Homer, and then I wind up being right and whatever.
Same happens. So we'll see. Yeah, with the Raiders. So, yeah. All right, the next two we'll just do trust or trust issues. We won't have to break them all down. Within the next three seasons, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jacob Eason will all be starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Do not trust.
Do not trust. That's a good point, I think, there. And Tampa Bay Bucks will get the Patriots version of Rob Gronkowski. Trust or don't trust?
I trust. I mean, here's the thing. 2018, the last time we saw Rob Gronkowski, scored only three touchdowns, a career low. You know, the numbers were bad across the board. He still was the ninth best tight end in fantasy that year.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, so, you know, if you ask me, are we going to get peak Gronk? Are we going to get number one tight end in fantasy Gronk? We are not. But are we going to get a top 10 guy? Yeah. Like, do I think he's as good as he was in 2018? I do. So I think he's a borderline tight end one. So it just depends on which, you know. And I do think they'll be a little bit rejuvenated. And I think a year off is actually, in this particular case, helps Gronk.
Gotcha. All right. We're going to do some rankings really quick. We'll go with in PPR scoring for, let's say, redraft. Amari Cooper, Cortland Sutton, Mike Evans.
I rank them Evans, Cooper, Sutton.
Okay. How about in PPR scoring, Eckler, Kenyon Drake, or Miles Sanders?
Eckler, Drake, Sanders, like in that order.
I like it. A lot of people are high on Sanders right now. I'm with you on that one.
Listen, you just talk about how Frank Reich's always been a running back by committee.
Another one. Yep.
Doug Peterson has always been a running back by committee guy, and everyone's looking at like, look, he was a monster down the stretch. I'm like, they were starting a wide receiver from the AAF down the stretch. They had no Jordan Howard. Like, you know, Zach Ertz was in and out of the lineup. Like, they had no one. And I'm just telling you, I get the talent on Miles Sanders, but even then, they're still like, oh, hey, Boston Scott. Like, you see the news about Carlos Hyde. Whether it's Carlos Hyde or Devontae Freeman or one of these free agent running backs, there's going to be another guy there. And it might not be a guy that you want to start in fantasy, but it's a guy that's going to take enough value away from Miles Sanders that he's much more RB2 high-end flex than he is the top 12 guy that I see a lot of people having him as.
Yeah, and if anything, just to protect their investments with these guys, you know, like, you got to give them some help, you know? So I see that point with running back by committee too. All right, the last one for the rank them in order of who has the best chance to finish in the top 15 at quarterback, Drew Lock, Joe Burrow, or Gardner Minshew? What's the order?
I have them all very, very close. I have Lock over Burrow over Minshew. But I would say that I think that's how I have them ranked. But if you're asking me best chance to finish inside the top 15, might be Burrow. I mean, again, I have Lock at 18, Burrow at 19 right now. I'm right next to each other. Okay. And I do like Minshew too. So, I mean, they're all right there. All three guys have a shot.
It's a fun group.
Quarterback, of course, is deep.
Yeah, it's a fun group. All right, so foul or no foul, it's actually my favorite part of the show when we have a guest on. I'm going to read to you statements. They're statements I found online, social media, on websites. Some I've just totally made up. You'll give me a foul if you disagree with the statement or no foul if you agree with it. The first one, Dak Prescott will be the QB1 in fantasy points 2020. Foul or no foul?
I would say foul because I mean, I think it's going to be Mahomes or Jackson, but I have Dak Prescott as my number three quarterback. I'm very high on Dak. I put Dak out at three in my initial ranks, and I got so much feedback like, you're crazy. That's insane. And now I've started to see other fantasy analysts come around to Dak on three. So I'm like, that's right.
That's right.
Everyone's like, what about Russell Wilson? What about Deshaun Watson? I'm like, Dak Prescott was the second best quarterback in fantasy last year, right?
Yeah, that's
people forget that.
Be good. Henry Ruggs will have a Deshaun Jackson-like rookie season. Deshaun Jackson had 62 receptions, 912 yards, two touchdowns. Foul or no foul, you think he could do it?
I would say, what's the one to if I agree?
No foul. There's no foul.
You no agree. Foul.
Okay.
No cool. foul.
All right.
No then. Foul. I like Ruggs this year. I think he's one of my favorite late round flyers.
All right. Perfect.
And he's the highest ranked rookie wide receiver I have.
Nice. How about this one? The COVID-19 situation will impact the current NFL season, meaning we should adjust by fading rookies and players on new teams. Foul or no foul? Should we fade them a little bit or not let it bother us?
No foul.
Okay.
I mean, I agree. I don't think we need to adjust, you know, a massive amount, but it's certainly going to impact. Yeah.
All right. Here's two fun ones really quick to close out. Raiders owner Mark Davis's haircut is still worse than former Titans president CEO Steve Underwood's mustache. Foul or no foul?
worse than
have you seen the mustache? He stepped down Titans president Steve Underwood. It's a crazy looking mustache.
Yeah. I'm going to say foul. Okay. I'm going to say foul. I'm going to say the mustache is still worse.
All right. And the last one, Iron Man sacrificing his life to save the world from Thanos is a bigger sacrifice than Brian Westbrook sacrificing fantasy teams by taking a knee instead of the touchdown in the fantasy playoffs.
No foul. Completely agree. That's a much bigger sacrifice. Come on, he gave up his life.
All right. So I appreciate it, Matthew. I know you're like, you know, like I said, I know you're on a time thing here. What we'll do is normally this is where I ask the guests to, you know, let listeners know where they could find them and stuff. But it's kind of like if they don't know where you're at this point, it's kind of like they're probably using dial-up internet or something. But either way, go ahead. Just kind of plug something if you want to plug anything or tell them where to find you, upcoming projects, anything you want to throw in here, Matthew.
Obviously, you can listen to the Fantasy Focus podcast, watch the fantasy show on ESPN Plus, but check out the Fantasy Life app. It's a 100% free app. The alerts absolutely crush. There's a reason we're at 5 stars on Android, 4.8 plus on iOS with over 1,000 reviews on each. Again, 100% free. Go to fantasylifeapp.com to download it for free or wherever you get your apps.
It's a great app. It really is. All right. Thank you again, Matthew. I mean, super grateful, man. Again, you know, I really appreciate you coming on. It means a lot. And until next time, man.
Appreciate it, Neil. Take care. Sorry I have to run.
That was a fun episode. Again, big shout out to Matthew Berry, ESPN, and all the hard work and everything he does over there. We appreciate it for him for coming on. It's important that I get across. We have all kinds of guests on the show, and we have them on for different reasons. Sometimes it's just straight up fantasy talk, right? Just straight up fantasy football. Sometimes it's not fantasy at all. With Matthew, it's a blend of both. I obviously wanted to talk fantasy football with him, even though the time was pressed, right? We didn't have a whole lot of time together. I wanted to make sure we got you fantasy content, fantasy advice. But just as important, Matthew has so much years of experience in the business. And even if you don't want to write in fantasy football or do podcasts in fantasy football or things in sports in general, there's so much value that can be applied to every other part of your life, whether it's a career, your family, and whatnot. So I felt it was important to dig into that content. And I wanted to make sure I didn't miss out on that opportunity. So I hope you guys found value in that as well. So again, big shout out to Matthew. Big shout out to Damian for help set this up time-wise, schedule-wise, all that good stuff. And thank you again to everyone who's listening. If you're a first-time listener, you know, you've seen the name Matthew Berry. You wanted to hear, you know, what was happening with Matthew and what's going on. I appreciate you just for listening to this one episode. If that's all you do, great. I appreciate it. More importantly, I would love for you to stick around. I would love for you to continue to listen to the Clock Dodgers podcast. As you can see, just from this sample, that we do things a little differently here. You know, we're not going to beat you over the head with numbers or film or this and that. We're going to give you a beautiful blend of all of that. But at the same time, we find it super important to make this entertaining, you know, a high level production. You're not going to hear all kinds of audio issues and ridiculousness. So we take a real pride in this. And it's not just fantasy, it's real life, right? We want to connect with you guys in a real way, not just spit a bunch of facts at you and you know, help you win your league. We want to connect with you for real, not just connect you with W's in fantasy football, while both are great though. So big shout out to Matthew for joining us. If you subscribe, go ahead, hit that button. Feel free to leave a review. Let people know, those 5-star reviews go a long way. It's really the lifeblood of what we do. Because imagine when someone goes in there and they search fantasy football or they search NFL and they find us, that's great, right? But what matters even more is your review, because they go and they go, well, let me see what other people are saying about it. And so while we got a 5-star review and all that kind of stuff, it's great when they see your name, what you thought about it, why you listened. And like I said in the intro, we are going to be running a contest. So let's go ahead and just get the details on that. You see how I said it was a for sure thing on the back end here, because those who are still listening deserve the perks. So yeah, we're going to run a contest. In the review section, you just, if you're already subscribed, you just hit Clock Dodgers and, you know, search for it. You'll see an option that lets you in Apple Podcasts leave a review. Hit leave a review. And when you're in there, just do a 5-star review. Leave your feedback, whether it's, you know, a production thing, whether how much you enjoyed the Matthew Berry interview, whatever it is. But most importantly as well, I want you to put in there a rookie player that you like this year. That you think is going to produce the best. Now, I'm not going to pick a winner by actually who produces the best. That's not how we're going to do this. I'm just going to pull people at random, maybe one or two, depending on how many people participate. And I will actually contact you guys. So I'm going to reach out to you again. So you have to listen to a future podcast and know that you won. So I can actually contact you in some way on social media or email, whatever it is. But I'm going to actually give you guys the opportunity to win some rookie cards. So we have all different rookies. If I don't have the rookie that you really want, you know, maybe I'll even go get it for you if I don't have it already. But just some options that are out there. Bryan Edwards, Raiders wide receiver. I'm sure you guys are really familiar with him. We may have a Jonathan Taylor rookie card for you if you're looking for something like that. If you're, you know, against me and Marlon Mack, it would be pretty funny to send you a Jonathan Taylor rookie card. Possibly a Justin Jefferson rookie card. Shout out to the Vikings. So there's going to be a lot of options. J.K. Dobbins, all kinds of guys. So I want to give these away. You know, I want to hook you guys up with some really cool fantasy, I mean, really cool football stuff. So again, all you have to do, leave a review. It has to be a new review. 5 stars. Leave some feedback, whatever you think about the show. You could just say, love the show. This can literally take 2 seconds and you have an opportunity to win a rookie NFL card. Like, and how fly is it? I'll take some pictures and show you these rookie cards. They're so badass. But all you got to do is 5-star review, leave a comment on there, and then put up the name of the player that you like the most this upcoming season. I guess it doesn't even really have to be who's going to produce the most, just who your favorite is. I want to see who the listeners like the most. I know Henry Ruggs will get the least votes because that's who I love. And you guys are continually Raider haters now. but seriously, just put your favorite rookie player in there. And then we'll pick 1 or 2 people to win a rookie card. Just 5-star review, some feedback. It could be anything very simple. I love Matthew Berry's interview. And then a name of the rookie that you like the most. And if you want to, you know, it could be a defensive player. It could be a defensive rookie if you want to. Let's show love to both sides of the ball. It could be a kicker if you want. You know, whatever you feel like doing. Other than that, guys, again, thank you again for listening to the podcast. You know, we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to expand. I am looking at possibly, potentially creating some kind of private chat for Clock Dodgers. Who knows? I want it to be exclusive. I want it to be a special group, a tight-knit group, where, you know, they get, you know, some extra access. Whether it be podcast episodes that everyone else isn't getting, or early access to the podcast, or some input on questions for the show and guest input, maybe a question for the guest. So an instance, like when we have Matthew Berry on, you would know ahead of time that Matthew Berry would be on and you would have a chance to submit a question for that. So we're gonna have a lot of fun in there. And, you know, like I said, giveaways and stuff like that. We have some Clock Dodgers gear to give away, like beanies and stuff. So I'm thinking about also starting a private group. I want to keep it exclusive. So that'll likely be on a Patreon type of basis or something to that effect. So keep an eye out for that, or DM me if you have questions about it. Other than that, guys, you know the drill. As always, be kind, be great, keep dodging.